there's about 20 people who are watching, listening.
Right, come on, we're in here.
Yep, you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Right, just an announcement, here we go. Torahway, Northwest London, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bullock, Tess Vov Tammuz, 25th of June, is it today?
Yeah.
I think 25th of June, Rav Yaakov Katzenstein Schlita, Halachic Topic.
It's coming up to the 3 weeks, and I thought we'd go through a Gemara relevant to the 3 weeks. The Gemara at the end of Marcus, the Gemara says, the famous story of Rabbi Kiva v'Chaverav, but it's a Gemara and it needs to be learned. The Gemara says, Pam Marcus ha'yoelim Yerushalayim, Rabbi Kiva and Chachomi. Kivon she'igiyu la'har tzayifim kol bigdeihem. When they reached har tzayifim, from where you can see Yerushalayim, you can see Mokom HaMikdash, kol bigdeihem did kriya, as the halacha is. Kivon she'igiyu la'har bayis, when they reached har bayis, kol shu'ol yoytzim mi beis kotsh ha'kadoshim. They saw a fox coming out from beis kotsh ha'kadoshim. They knew the Mokom HaMikdash, they knew the Mokom where the beis kotsh ha'kadoshim was, even though the doubt was completely destroyed. Hischilohem boichim. The Chachomim cried. Rabbi Akiva metzachik. Rabbi Akiva is smiling. Omroloi. They said to him, "Bipnema atu metzachik." Why? This is a churban we're looking at. We've just torn kriya from the distance, and now we're coming up close. Why you metzachik? Omar lohem. He said to them, "Bipnema atim boichim." Why are you crying? Strange question. They're looking at the churban, the matim boichim. How can we not cry? Amgoloi. They said to him, "Mokim shekosuv boi, ba'azor kov yumos." But the Torah says, any zor who comes close is chayv misa. Ba'achshav shu'olim hilchu boi. Now even animals are running around here. Ve'loi nivke. How can we not cry? We're looking at the churban. He said to them, that's the very reason why I am smiling. Because it's a posuk. A posuk in Yeshaya. I have faithful witnesses. Edim Nemoni. Voiduli. And they will give edus. Es Uriah HaKoyen. One ed is Uriah HaKoyen. Ve Zechariah ben Yerochiyahu. Two Edom, Uriah and Zechariah. Two Nevi'im. Two Nevi'im are Edom. What are the Edom on? The Gemara doesn't go into it. The Gemara asks the question. This pasuk in Yeshaya is interesting because Bechimayin and Uriah, it's in Zechariah. How does Uriah and Zechariah end up in the same pasuk? Uriah b'Mikdash Rishon. Uriah lived at the time of Mikdash Rishon. Zechariah b'mitosheini, and Zechariah is at the end of Golus Bavel, just before they started to come up to Eretz Yisrael. Zechariah says his nevuah, which is many years later. How do they end up in the same pasuk? Elo, the pasuk in Yeshaya is telling us, "Talu hakosuf nevuosay shel Zechariah b'nevuosay shel Uriah." There's a connection between the nevuah of Zechariah and the nevuah of Uriah. What were the two nevuahs? Ba'uyu kisiv, ba'uyu it says, lachem biglalchem tzion sode techorosh. Because of you, tzion has been plowed up like a field. But the Zechariah kisiv, and by Zechariah it says, oyd yeshu zekenim vizekenes b'chobis Yerushalayim. Ad shaloi niskaim b'nevuoso shel Uriah, says Rabbi Akiva, before, till I saw the edus, the nevuah of Uriah, being miskayim, hoyisim misyore, I was afraid. Shalat miskayim was a shel Zechariah. Maybe the nebuah of Zechariah will also not be miskayim. Achshav, shel miskayim a nebuah shel Uriah, yedua, shel nebuah shel Zechariah miskayim. I know that this nebuah will also be miskayim. Losh nazeh amru loy, and they said to him, Akiva nechamton, Akiva nechamton. And it's a difficult gemara to understand. On many levels. But very basic. Rabbi Akiva sees a fox coming out of Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he says, oh, now I see, with Niskayim, the Nevuah, that Zion is going to be plowed up like a field. And now I know that we will come back from the Golus as well. This is already long, long ago in Eicho. In Eicho we say it. Sholem Hilchuba. This is many years before. This is 500 years ago. Sholem Hilchuba. What is Rabbi Akiva? He knew that Sholem, after the Churban, Sholem was walking around on Har Habayis. And he says, Ashrelayni Skaim and Uvosai Shel Uriya, till I saw this happening, I didn't know we were going to come back from the Golos. But you knew it happened. You knew it happened many years ago. What is it that you need to see yourself? Did you not know that Yom Yol saw the Sholem going around on Har Habayis? What is it that you were looking for? And furthermore, he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. And the pasuk in Yeshaya connects the two nevuahs. It is a very strange thing that we need Yeshaya to validate the nevuah of another Novi. We know the Nevi'im were emes. Yeshaya wasn't coming to tell us that the Nevi'im, that you can trust their word. And why is Rabbi Akiva, in any case, why is he afraid that it won't be Niskayim, Nevuah Shel Zachariah? Why is he afraid that it won't be Niskayim that Nevuah? Why should there not be Niskayim that Nevuah? And why is that Nevuah dependent on the other Nevuah? What is going on here? Now let's look at the Nevuahs. Let's look at what we're talking about. Okay. Yeah. Tosfos points out, for starters, Tosfos points out that we do not have the Nevuah of Uriah. It isn't actually written in any pasuk. What we do have is by Yirmiyahu. By Yirmiyahu, when he said his Nevuah against the Churban, the coming Churban, and people wanted to kill him. This is Yirmiyahu Novi. You heard yourself, he said Nevuah against Eretz Yisrael, and he's five missed for that. Hashem shulachani l'novah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to give this Nevuah, l'bayis hazeh v'lo yazois. It's kol hadvarim asher shamatim. All that you heard from me is what I was told from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say. You should do tshuva u'malechem b'shim u'kol Hashem elokeichem b'yinochem b'ani hineni b'yodeichem asuli do with me katei v'yoshu b'aneichem. That is what it. And then an argument starts amongst the Nevi'im, amongst the Kohenim and the Sovim. Does one kill a Novi who says Nevuah against the Azazon? And one of the examples they bring is the Gamu Ish Ish hoy misnabe b'shem Hashem Uriah ben Shmayo Mikiras Hayorim, Beino Valiyah, Zeis Valorzeis, Kechol Divrei Yemyo. He said exactly the same as Yemyo said. And what happened to him? Yishma Melach Yoyokim, Mikol Giboyrim, Kol Asorim, Mishdvorov, and they wanted to kill him, and he ran away to Mitzrayim, and the king sent for him to Mitzrayim, brought him back, and he killed him. So you see that if a Novi says Nevuah against the Eretz Yisrael, he's Chayvimis. And then they saved Yemyo, he wasn't killed. This is all we know, really, about the Nevuah of Uriah. It isn't brought down what he said. All we know is that it says he said the same as Yom Yo said. So what is the Nevuah? In Treyoso, it says like this. Lachem biglalchem Tzion sodet techorosh. Because of you, Tzion will be plowed up like a field. Yerushalayim and the Har Habayis will become the Bom Ezior. And we know that animals run around in the forest, and therefore, if you see animals running around the Har Habayis, we know that this was a kiyum of the Nevuah. And this is what we call the Nevuah of Uriah. This is the Nevuah of Uriah, that Har Habayis will become like a forest and there will be animals running around on it. This is said by Bais Rishon. Uri wasn't Bais Rishon. He said, before Chorban HaBayis, you should know, unless you do tshuva, Eretz Yisrael will be, Yerushalayim will be destroyed, and Har HaBayis will be like a forest. But we do not have such a nevuah for Bais Sheni. There were no nevuim at that stage. We do not know. No one came beforehand and said, unless you do tshuva, Har HaBayis will be destroyed. That we do not have. We don't have any nevuahs for Bais Sheni. Nor do we have a nevuah directly for coming back from the Chub. Not directly. Tosfos says that we have to understand that when we talk about Oig Yeshu, the nevuah of Zechariah, that mustn't be taken literally, Oig Yeshu, Zekenim, and Zekenes. Because the obvious question is that they already came back. Zechariah said his nevuah in the second year of Dayovish, before they came back, they started to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was in a difficult situation then. And he gave them the Chomer. He said to them, Oy Yeshu Zekenim Zekenas, you won't believe it, but what you're looking at now is a destroyed land. There will still be old people in Yerushalayim. So when Rabbi Akiva said, I was waiting for this Nevuah to be Niskayim, we could ask, but it has been Niskayim already. This was said before they came up to the second Binyan HaBayis. They came up, they were for 400 years, Zekenim Zekenas B'Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Akiva says, I wasn't sure if this was going to happen, but it happened already. What are you waiting for? This Nevuah has already been Niskayim. The first Nevuah has been Niskayim, and it was going to be foxes on Har HaBayis. And the second Nevuah has been Niskayim. Old people lived in Yerushalayim. So, what is the Shatav Atari? What are we discussing here? So Tosfos says, no, this is referring to Yemos HaMashiach. And Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Pesachim, the famous story by Elisha, that the child was Nifta, and he sent Gehazi, and he told him, put the Mishanes, put my stick on the child, and you will see, he'll have Tchias HaMeisim. And Gehazi didn't follow instructions exactly, and because of that, it didn't work, but it was supposed to have worked. The Mishenes is a simon for Tchias HaMeisim. And therefore, says Tosfos, when we have a nevuah that says, Be'ish al Mishantai, Merov Yomim, Be'ish al Mishantai is referring to Tchias HaMeisim. The Mishenes, which enlivens, which brings back the dead to life again. That is the Mishanis which Zechariah is talking about. Oid Yesh v'zekenim v'zekenais, because of the Mishanis, because of Tchias HaMeisim, they will come back. Says Rabbi Akiva, I've waited the whole Bais Rishon, the whole Bais Sheni, and I've not seen this happen. It has to come sometime in the future. And he's waiting for this, he's waiting for this. This is the only way Tosfos sees as explaining. If that was Tosfos Kasha, as explaining, where was Rabbi Akiva, what was Rabbi Akiva looking for in this Nevuah? But it doesn't explain to us the connection between the two Nevuahs. What was it that we are connecting in the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Shnei Eidim Ne'emonim. There's a connection between one Nevuah and the other. What is it that we are connecting? Pasuk in Yeshaya says the following: "Voideli Eidim Ne'emonim." I've got trustworthy Eidim. Es Uriah HaKohen veZechariah ben Yevorecheyo. Now, normally, two Eidim are made on the same thing. A Pishnayim Eidim. If one Eid says one thing, another Eid says another thing, it doesn't make up a pair. And here we have two Eidim. One Eid is made on the Chub, and the other Eid is being made on the Gula. How does this come together? Shnei Eidim Ne'emonim. Rashi says, and I believe Rashi is explaining our Gemara differently from Tosfos. Rashi says the following: Rashi Unya simen le Zechariah. Uri is a simen for Zechariah. In Tiro shetiskayim nevuas Uriya, Tiro mitzapim shetiskayim nevuas Zechariah. If you see the nevuah that Yerushalayim will be destroyed, that the Har Bayis will be like a field, like a forest, then when you see that, you should know Tiro mitzapim. Now you can expect to see the nevuah oigeshu. And the question is, but I don't understand. The nevuah, at the time when the nevuah, that Yerushalayim would be like a field, that was said by his vision. But they saw that. The second nevuah had not yet been said. It wasn't going to be said for another 70 years. So Yeshaya Novi is saying to them, Shnei Edim Nemonim. You should know. It will come a time and you will see Yerushalayim is destroyed, Har Bayis is like a field. And then you should know, Tiyum Etzapim, then you can expect to see the Nevuah of Yeshua Zekenim Zekenis. But chronologically, it doesn't fit. Because at that time, it had not yet been said. How can they be Mitzapim for a Nevuah that they don't know exists? Yeshaya is telling him, it'll be a Nevuah, there will come a man called Zechariah ben Yevorecheu. But he doesn't tell you what he's going to say. So, what are you being mitzapim? What are you expecting to? When is this going to happen? I think if I may say pshat, there is a difference between Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. In Churban Bayis Rishon, Eretz Yisrael was entirely destroyed, completely destroyed. There was nothing in Eretz Yisrael. The Moses says 52 years, no animals, nothing. It was desolate. There was nothing there. The entire Klal Yisrael, first of all, the Shvatim, and later on the entire rest of Klal Yisrael, was turned into gods. Eretz Yisrael was empty. That was a total Churban. It was a limited time. Niskala Goena, Niskala Kitzo. We knew why we went into Golos, and therefore it was a limited time, 70 years. But the Churban that took place at the time was a total Churban. And the Churban by Sheni, it wasn't like that. Enoch and Ami, Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Yerushalayim, but there were hidden living in Eretz Yisrael. Later, cities, Yavdu v'Chachomer, there were many hidden. Most of Klal Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. It wasn't, there was not given a time for how long this Churban would be. But the Churban, on the other hand, wasn't as complete, as this destruction wasn't as complete as it was by Churban by Rishon. It was a different type of Churban. On the other hand, we know the Gemara says that by the Churban by Rishon, beforehand, even before the whole of Kaiser went into Golus, the Cheresh and Masgah, the important people in Eretz Yisrael went off to Babel there to establish the foundations for what Klal Yisrael needed in order to be able to survive in Golos. By Sheni, there was no such orderly preparations. Klal Yisrael were taken with the Umayyads, wherever they came from, to Rome, etc. All over the whole world. Now one could have thought that the first Churban, which was a complete Churban, that's not a matzav of Klal Yisrael can exist in such a situation. And for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, it is limited. It is time limited. It has to come back. It has to come back. But the second Churban, one could have thought, maybe this is the situation of Klal Yisrael from now on. Living in Eretz Yisrael without the Beis HaMikdash, under the Memsholo of Rome, whoever. And there's a certain kiyum to Klal Yisrael, but it's a shvach meisa. It's not really much. One could have thought that is the situation of Klal Yisrael from now on. And there were no Nevi'im at that point to tell us what is going to happen, what is the future going to look like. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, that for all physical things we can find substitutes. Tachas Azov, Tachas Kesef. But for Rav Kiva Bechaveiro, for the soul of Gemalchus, for that there's no substitute. That which is lost in Torah, that which is lost in the Neshoma of Kaisol, that doesn't easily come back. In that respect, the second Golos is a much more severe Golos. So Rabbi Kiva is walking with his friends on Har HaBayis. It is a bad situation. Klal Yisrael is in a bad matzav, and we have no clear nevuah of what is going to happen in the future. We do not see the end to this terrible matzav. And the Chachomim see a fox come out from Beis Kotra Kedoshim, and it is terrible. When will this end? Will this end? How will this end? And Rabbi Kiva says, I have a drosha. There's a pasuk in Yeshay, and this pasuk makes a siman out of the nevuah, which was till now a nevuah. That means, before Churban Bayis Rishon, the nevuah of Tzion Soda, Techosh, was a nevuah. This is what's going to happen. But Yeshaya says it is also a siman on something else. That means it foretells the future for Bayis Rishon, but it is also a siman for Bayis Sheni. If at any point in the future you will see that Tzion has been plowed up like a field, it's become like a forest where animals run around in it, then you know you can expect the second nevuah to come as well. Even though the second nevuah was also said for Bayis Sheni. It wasn't said for Bayis Shlishit. It was said for Bayis Sheni. It was before they came, it was as they were coming back to Eretz Yisrael, before they went into Golos again. But Yeshaya is saying, I've got two Edim Nemoni. Two Edim who are being made on the same thing. What are they being made on? They're being made on the next Gula. The Gula Shlishis. And they're saying, if at any one point in the future you will see foxes coming out from the Mokam HaBayis, Mokam HaMikdash, then you can know that you can expect to see a Geula coming thereafter. That means that Yeshaya is not talking to the people who saw the Kiyum of the first Nebuah. He's not talking to the people who saw the Churban Bayis Rishon, because at that point the second Nebuah had not yet been said. He's talking to the people who see the Churban Bayis Sheni. And Yeshaya is telling them, Enocharam. What did I say, sir? Yeshaya is telling them that this Nebuah, which you thought was applying to Bayis Rishon, is not just applying to Bayis Rishon. If you see its Kiyum, Bayis Sheni, then you can know that there is an Oid Yeshu coming down. And I believe Rashi is explaining this, not like Tosfos necessarily, that we have to come into the Gemara and Psochim, that this is Dafki talking about Tosfos Mesim, although that is of course true. But even the part of the Taich of Oid Yeshu, Zekeinu V'Zekeinos, you can expect it to come back again. Because you see the foxes coming out of Beis Kotra Kedoshim. So the Rabbi Kiva and the Chachomim are walking on Har HaBayis, and they see the fox coming out of Beis Kotra Kedoshim, and the Chachomim are crying. And he says to them, this is what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting to see this fox. All the time I was worried. This is a Churban, and we don't know what comes next. But when I see this fox coming out of his Kotra Kedoshim, I said, oh, thank you, Yeshaya Hanov. Now I understand. I see the fox, I know what comes next. Next is Oid Yeshu Zekeinu V'Zekeinos. Because whenever you see this Kiyum of this Nevuah, then you can know to expect the Kiyum of the next Nevuah. In a certain respect, the Churban Bayis Rishon was a preparation, prelude to Churban Bayis Sheni. And when Kaisol came back from Golos, they made Takonis. In Golos Bavel, things went wrong, so to say, went right as well, Mice of Purim. But when they came back, we know that the Binyan Bayis Sheni, even though Godel HaBayis, the second Bayis was bigger, greater, more beautiful than the Bayis Rishon, but in Hashos HaShechina it wasn't the same. It was lacking. The coming back from the Golos wasn't quite as it could have been, should have been. It wasn't back to the old days in the Bayis Rishon. There was something lacking. And one could explain that Be'etzem Rabbi Akiva was worried for a long time already. That somehow it was supposed to have been better than this. It could not be that this is all that we were hoping for. This cannot be the kiyum of the Geula, which we are supposed to see. Because where is Hashos HaShechina? This is, after all, the neshama, the teichen. And it is good, but it is not good enough. And the Oig Yeshvu, which is also wonderful, is also not quite. It's a good thing, it's a wonderful thing. The Zekeinu V'Zekeinu is, and the children are playing, etc. But we want more than that. We want it to be like it was in the old days, where there was Nevuah, where there was Ashuas HaShechina, where there was Shefa of Ruach HaKodesh, as we know from the Psukim. This is what we're looking for. Rav Akiva is saying that yes, it is still to come. We haven't given up on it. It is not enough, and it is still to come. And this Shu'al is still connecting us back to the first Chorban. It's repeating itself. It's history repeating itself, because we haven't quite got to the Geula Shlema yet. And the Nechama that he sees in it is the continuation, the continuity, the Hemshach. Because had it been a complete Geula and then again, then who knows? But we are not quite, we never quite got there yet. We're still working towards that Geula Shlema.
Amen. 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 Amen.